episode 402, Your Best Day Ever.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, sweet ladies. How are you? I pray you're having an incredible start of your week, and I hope that you are just kind of in a different mindset, saying, you know what, nothing is impossible. I may want change, and I understand that it may take a while to get there, but I know today is my best day ever. It is your best day ever, and you need to look at it as such. It is really sad when I'm out and about in the community. And we travel around a lot. We actually drive about 45 minutes away to go to our church. We go into the city to go to our church. And I do a lot of shopping because we're in a rural community. So I go to two or three different other cities to shop. And they're only about 10, 12 minutes away. But still, I get around and I see a lot of different people. And when I people watch, so to speak, it amazes me how people are just walking around. And especially women, because during the day, you tend to see more women out shopping. I mean, they're the ones who are staying home or you know, not always, though. Guys, I know you're doing it, too. But they seem to have more flexible schedules, or they make it a point to have a flexible schedule. Anyway, their faces are a lot of times long and kind of like sad. And they're not even, they don't even have a smirk or a smile even close to cracking on their face. And I kind of want to go up and shake them and say, happy day. I was coming out of a big box store that, you know, you have to buy a membership to. And when I was coming out of it, I was having a conversation with a gentleman there. There was, you know, it wasn't real busy and there wasn't like a long line. And, you know, they have to kind of check you out as you walk out of the door, making sure your receipt somewhat matches what's in your cart. Well, as I'm speaking with him, I was just carrying on this conversation and he actually acts surprised that I would care enough to stop and tell him to have a blessed week. And, you know, we chatted a little bit about the weather because everybody likes to talk about the weather. And I said, well, you know, it gives us time to thaw out because now we're starting to melt. We're going to get into a little more warm weather. And then, of course, we're still in February, so snow's still about to come. We're not getting out of that. But the thing is he was surprised that I was taking the time and investing my time into him. And he was like, well, thank you. Have a great day. And this was an older gentleman. What is it about when we get up, we don't really think about making it the best day ever? And really, it is a choice. It's a choice when you get out of bed. You don't have to get out of bed mad. You don't have to get out of bed. I mean, maybe if you've had a bad dream and you kind of like, whoa, that was really a weird night. Okay, maybe it takes you a few minutes, but otherwise, it's a choice how you get out of bed. You have the choice in saying, this is how I'm going to start my day. And it's going to be your best day ever. With change, with growth, when you decide and commit to something, it's not like we're young anymore. Kids seem to catch on so much faster than we as adults do. And really, that frustrates me personally. Maybe it doesn't frustrate you. But I think when we want to see change, our whole mindset is we want immediate gratification. We want to know that it's happening right now, this second. Like, you know, if we want a thing of milk, we don't have to go out and milk the cow to get the milk. We can just go by the store and pick it up at the store and we've got our milk. Well, when we're children, we tend to adapt faster. We allow ourselves to jump into life with both feet. We are much more adventurous. We explode into the day instead of wandering into the day and ho-humming into the day. How do you start your day? How did you start your day today? Before you turned and listened to me and turned on the podcast, what were you saying to yourself? Was it like, yes, this is going to be my best day ever. I cannot wait for this to start. Or were you already saying, oh man, I cannot wait to get home. Yeah, I got to cook dinner, but then I get to watch my favorite show. Yeah, I'm going to watch The Bachelor today. What was it with you? How you choose to start your day is how you're going to finish your day. And maybe that's also how what you're going to grow in your life. If you allow yourself to hold back and say, I can't do it, so why even try? Don't underestimate you. That's a big hiccup we have as adults, especially as women and moms. You are needed and wanted, Mom. You are. Without you, well, you wouldn't have the little cute blessings that you have. And sometimes they can bring you heartaches. And they can get you frustrated. And they can make you mad. And then that wonderful hubby of yours, he can really get under your skin too. But there's something about it. When you wake up in the morning and you say, I'm going to choose to put a smile on my face. It's going to be the best day ever. If you could sit there and have a full wall, a chalkboard wall, you know, painted in that black, it reminds me of the purple crown. Oh, and now I can't forget the little dude's name. You know who I'm talking about. I'll put it in the show notes. But it's about drawing and imagination. Are you allowing yourself to imagine your day as an awesome day, the best day ever day? An incredible day, a nothing is impossible day. I can do this no matter what. Or is it the fight and the battle of, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm too tired. I'm too old for the fight. I just want to turn around and retreat. Life is not fun when you pick retreat. Maybe fun if you're going off for a retreat away from the kids, but that's not the retreat we're talking about now, is it? Don't retreat back. Don't hide. Don't underestimate you, because today is your best day ever. Make your tomorrow today. You know, when we do have a bad day, it's real easy to push it off and say, oh, tomorrow will be better. Well, will it? Or are you going to carry that same attitude that you were having at that immediate moment into tomorrow, which is now today? So you need to live today and tomorrow as if it's now. Confused yet? Be present in the moment. Be incredible. Be you, because this is your best day ever. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.